الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون صدق الله العظيم وعن سفيان بن عبد الله الثقفي رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مرني بأمر في الإسلام لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعدك فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are well aware that Mubarak, great benevolent gift and guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shahrul Tawbah, Shahrul Rahmah, Shahrul Quran, Shahrul Inaba, Shahrul Dua, شهر العتق من النيران, that wonderful opportunity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, تفتح فيه أبواب الجنة تغلق فيه أبواب النار, Jannat was opened up, Jahannam was closed up, تغل فيه الشياطين, شياطين were tied up, ينزل الرحمة, Allah's rahmat was raining down upon us, يَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا, Allah was wiping away our sins, تَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَاء, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was accepting our du'as, innumerable bounties were raining down upon us. Allah gave us this month for a purpose and object. Someone mentioned to Bishr Hafi rahimahullah, inna qawman yata'abbaduna wa yajtahiduna fi Ramadan. Those who understand or appreciate the nuances of the Arabic language, an observation was made in front of this great sage of Islam. What was the observation? About a group of people. Like I said, the nuances of the Arabic language. Look at the emphasis. يتعبدون يجتهدون. What is this describing? Not ordinary ibadat. This is describing back-breaking ibadat, where your back and your chest come together, where the signs of emaciation, where the signs of rigor are apparent upon you. This kind of ibadat, an observation is made in front of him about this kind of ibadat by a group of people in Ramadan. These were people, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اتَّقِ فِرَاسَةَ لَلْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّهُ يَنْذُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Fear that special inner perception which Allah blesses a true believer with, because he looks with the nur of Allah. He doesn't get affected by what is apparent. So when this observation is made to him about the special rigors of a group of people, so far as the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala is concerned in Ramadan, what is his observation? Completely contrary to what you and I would expect. He said, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ حَقًّا إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانٍ. He said, what a terrible people they are. بِئْسَ الْقَوْمُ. What a terrible people they are, who only recognize the right of Allah to be worshipped in Ramadan. إِنَّ الصَّالِحُ الَّذِي يَجْتَهِدْ وَيَتَعَبَّدْ فِي الْسَنَةِ كُلِّهَا. He said, the true slave of Allah. Allah doesn't just give you air to breathe in Ramadan. Allah is not just accepting your du'as in Ramadan. Allah is not just forgiving your sins in Ramadan. Allah is not just showering His countless bounties and ni'mats down upon you and I in Ramadan. Ramadan is a special opportunity that was given to you and I for what? Not just to worship Allah in Ramadan. This may sound repetitive. Okay, we understand. Don't just worship Allah in Ramadan. We may feel offended by this observation. But it will just be 24 hours and already we will see the situation of our masajid. Already we will see the situation outside there. Already many of us, Allah forgive us, that shaitan boxes in our houses which we put one parda over out of the respect and sanctity of Ramadan, that parda will be removed. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Har amal ke juzwe akhir ye do cheeze lazimi hai. At the end of every good deed, every action, whether it is Hajj, Umrah, Ramadan, whatever it may be, you went for 40 days in the path of Allah, four months in the path of Allah, at the end of every action, two things must be found. The first, he said, اعترافُ التخصير. From the bottom of your heart, this realization, Ya Allah, out of your mercy you gave me this opportunity, but my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has warned me, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشُ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّهَرُ وَالتَّعَبُ. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there will be many people that will fast, but will get nothing out of that fast besides thirst and hunger. And there will be many people that will stand in salah at night, Taraweeh Salah, Tahajjud Salah, etc. But sleeplessness and tiredness will be their lot. They will get nothing more out of that. So this genuine concern that, Ya Allah, as I supposed to worship you, I did not worship you. Instead of being happy at the Hilal of Eid, we should be worried. We should be making istighfar. We should be asking Allah for forgiveness. And more importantly, we should be making the shukr of Allah that Allah gave us this opportunity. The second kayfiyat, which Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, khawfur rad, khawfur rad. One is a man who is in a bar, or is in a casino, or is in a den of vice and sin. If such a person is taken to task, it is understandable. How ironical and sad it will be that a person made the ibadat of Allah, exerted himself, and yet that was rejected. So this genuine fear that did I worship Allah the way I was supposed to worship, was my ibadat accepted by Allah? Ramadan was given, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah says, we gave you the thamara, we gave you the jewel, we gave you the johar, We gave you this pearl of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you become the friend of Allah, so that you develop this quality of taqwa. And what is taqwa? What is the samara of taqwa? One verse in the Quran, Allah says, taqwa is the gradient. Gradient of what? Qabooliyat, acceptance from Allah. Innama in Arabic is kalimatul hasar. Like we say in Urdu, sirf or sirf. So Allah says, innama, sirf or sirf, yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqeen. Only and only Allah accepts amal and deeds from the people of taqwa. If we have entered into the rank of the muttaqeen, if we have fulfilled the haqq of Ramadan, if we have acquired the johar and the jewel of Ramadan, then Quran guarantees you taqabuliyat. Allah has accepted all your good deeds. Have we entered that rank? That is the concern. How many of us are genuinely concerned? Was my rigors and my mujahadat of the month of Ramadan accepted or not by Allah? Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, khawfur rad, al-khawf al-amal, Allah yutaqabbal, ashaddu min al-amal. He used to say, I used to fear, and I used to be more worried about the acceptance of my action than the carrying out of that action. Fudail bin Ubadah bin Fudail, Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, other sahaba, they would say, لَأَنْ أَسْتَيْقِنْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي صَلَاةً وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لِي مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولْ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He used to say that if I had this conviction that Allah has accepted two rakat salah, or even one sajda, leave one fast, one sajda or two rakat salah, if I had this conviction that Allah has accepted it from me, this is better for me than the whole world and whatever it contains. Why? Because when Allah accepts, it means I have entered the rank of the muttaqeen. Innama yataqabbalu Allahu minal muttaqeen. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, he mentions about the Salafi Salihin, our pious predecessors. كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. They used to make dua to Allah, dua. 6 months before Ramadan, they would start making dua that Allah must keep them alive till the month of Ramadan. ثم يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يتقبله منهم. And then for the next 6 months after Ramadan, they would make dua to Allah that Allah must accept the ibadat of the month of Ramadan. Tomorrow is the day of Eid. Eid is synonymous with farhin wa surur, with happiness. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah, he mentions, it is mentioned about him that kharaja yawmu Eid Fitrin, he came out on the day of Eid al-Fitr and he saw some people fi huzn, he saw them in gham, he saw them in sorrow, he saw them in sadness. So he said to them, هذا يوم عيد فطر هذا يوم فرح وسرور. This is a day of happiness and joy. Why is it that you people are grieved and concerned and full of sorrow? What was the answer that was given? صدقت, you spoke the truth. ولكني عبد أمرني مولاي أن يعمل له عمل فلا أدري أيقبله مني أم لا. Yes, it is a day of happiness. Yes, it is a day of happiness. But I am a slave of Allah. My Allah has commanded me with something. I am a laborer. My master has commanded me. My employer has commanded me with something. I don't know if I have discharged the responsibility that was placed upon me. Yes, I am entitled to be happy. If I had some sort of guarantee that what I have done, my rigors and my labor and my hardship has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the criteria. When Allah spoke about Ramadan in the Quran, Quran uses an ajeeb, astonishing expression which addresses our problem at its root. What does Allah say? Ayyaman ma'dudat. O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't be deceived. Ramadan is a fleeting period. Ramadan is just a few days. In other words, you don't have the license to relax. Like the poet puts it, Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqeen wa eidu fitrihim yawma liqai rabbihim. Fasum yawmaka al-adna la'allaka fi ghadin tafuzu bi'eid al-fitri wa nasu suwamu. وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِي كُلِّهَا وَيَوْمَ لِقَاكُمْ ذَاكَ فِطْرُ سِيَامِي أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. It seems only yesterday. How many of us would have made this observation? Ramadan just started, it's over. Ramadan just started, it's over. Almost in the blink of an eyelid. Quran goes to the root of this. Ayyaman ma'dudat. Like this one Ramadan came and went in the blink of an eyelid, so too will your and my life in this world. Ad-dunya kulluha. This whole dunya, shahru siyamil muttaqeen, is 1 month of Ramadan. Wa'idu fitrihim. And what is the real Eid? When is the real happiness? Wa'idu fitrihim, yawma liqai rabbihim. If the haq and right of this was fulfilled, if we became the friends of Allah, if we acquired taqwa, if we pleased Allah, wa'idu fitrihim, yawma liqai rabbihim. The day of Eid al-Fitr is the day when we will meet Allah. Fasum yawmaka al-adana. Fasum yawmaka al-adana. So for the short life, Hadith Qudsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah says, ulama say, amongst the virtues of Ramadan, this is one hadith which constitutes amongst the greatest virtues of Ramadan if you only understood it. As-sawmuli, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah says, fasting was for me. يَذَرُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَلَذَّتَهُ لِأَجْلِي. They gave up their drink, their halal drink, their halal food. They stayed away from their halal passions. They abstained from my disobedience. لِأَجْلِي, for my sake. أَصَوْمُ لِي. Now that they did it for my sake, what will I give them? Allah says, Ana ajzi bi. One interpretation of this, Allah says that the reward of fasting of the month of Ramadan, those that have attained it, those that have achieved acceptance from Allah Ta'ala, their reward no one will be able to count it. Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. Even the malaika cannot count it. Ana ajzi bihi. I will give them their reward. Another interpretation, more beautiful. Ana ujza bihi. They gave up their passions and desires for my sake for this short time. Allah says, Ana ujza bihi. I will become the reward of the fast of Ramadan. I, Allah, you will find Allah, you will connect with Allah, and the greatest will be the day when you meet Allah. That is why we find in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. For the fasting person, there are two periods of joy. One is the joy at the time of iftar. Natural joy. Why you are hungry, now you are eating. And the other is the day when you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الفرحة عند الفطار والفرحة عند اللقاء. The day when we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسُمْ يَوْمَكَلْ وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِي كُلِّهَا. Condition, taqwa. Condition, change. Condition, tawbah. Condition, that the life before Ramadan and the life after Ramadan cannot be the same. Many of us, at this juncture, it is very, very important for us to understand what is the ahkamat, what is the ruling of Shariat, what is the mizaj and temperament, what is the requirement of Shariat that is directed to you and I. Ramadan came and went. We experienced the beauty, we experienced the ecstasy, we experienced the joy that Allah Ta'ala has kept in His obedience. For example, you would have observed many people that before Ramadan you never even saw them. Now in Ramadan, late at night, the person is sitting with the Quran, the person is in tahajjud salah. Without a doubt, those hot tears would have left the eyes and started rolling down the cheeks. Someone came, Ibrahim bin Adham, Ahmad bin Abi al-Huwari, came to Abu Sulaiman Darani, and he said to him, the crux of this incident, Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah also mentions, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, aladhu min ahlil lagwi fi lagwihim. To the distant observer, somebody at the dead of night, standing on the musalla at the time of tahajjud, he's sobbing and crying. He thinks to himself, Ya Allah, my whole life is gone. I spent it in your disobedience. Now qabr is coming, akhirat is coming, the day when I have to meet you is coming. That sincere regret enters his heart. He sheds tears of grief, of remorse over his sins. To the outward observer, this man is in grief, he's in pain, he's in sorrow. But Allah's qasam, every one of us would have experienced this. What Ibrahim bin Adham rahimahullah is to say, that the people who have connected with Allah, the people of the night, the people of tahajjud salah, the people in the dead of night who cried out to Allah, Allah gives them that lazzat and ecstasy which you cannot find in anything in this world. Why? Lazzatul munajat laysat min ad-dunya. That lazzat and ecstasy that Allah has kept on the musalla. That lazzat and ecstasy that Allah has kept in tilawat of Quran. That lazzat and ecstasy which Allah has kept in His ibadat and connecting with Him. Laysat min ad-dunya. It is not from this dunya. Innama hiya min al-jannah. It is from jannat. Adharaha Allah ta'ala li-awliyaihi fi dunya. Allah sends it down. Jannat is sent to this dunya for those who truly seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would have experienced that. We would have experienced that. Now the Shariat is asking us this question. Now that the Hilal of Eid will be sighted, is it going to be a get out of jail free card? The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Allah says there are those who will say, Rabbun Allah, Allah is our Rabb. This short dunya devoted to Allah. Turn to Allah. Repair your relationship with Allah. One very important lesson we learn in this verse of the Quran, that saying Rabbun Allah is not sufficient. There has to be a proof. And what is that proof? Quran sums it up for us. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. After you say رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, there must be istiqamat. You must persevere. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَخَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most beloved actions to Allah are those in which there is dawam, are those in which there is perseverance. Sa'id bin Musayyib, businessman of Medina. He was a businessman. But this is example. Mawlana Ibrahim Sahab Devla, Daun Barakati, very often he gives this example. What is istiqamat? He says, Sa'id bin Musayyib, businessman of Medina, yet he says, for 20 years I was never outside the masjid when the azan was called. 20 years I never saw the back of a musalli. In other words, every rakat, every salah, 5 salah a day, every salah in the first saf. This is istiqamat. Rabbun Allah, Allah is our Rabb. Look at the example of istiqamat we find in the lives of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing could shake them. One example, Khabbab bin Arat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a blacksmith, a slave of a woman in Makkah. She came to know that he had accepted Islam. What is this example? Istiqamat. That no matter what challenge comes in front, Rabbun Allah, my Allah is my Rabb. My Allah is my Rabb. She came to him. She says, I heard that you have become Sabi. Sabi was a term they used to use, Sabota, in other words, Bedeen. You have abandoned the religion of your forefathers. He says to her, I am not Sabi. I am Sahabi. I have become the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She became concerned about her gods. So she said to him, مَا تَقُولُ فِي اللَّاتِ وَالْعُزَّةِ. What do you have to say about Lat and Uzza? These were two big idols that were there in Kaabatullah. He could have lied. He could have saved himself from torture and persecution. But the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were living, walking examples for you and I of what is istiqamat. What is perseverance? What is remaining firm in the face of adversity and hardship? مَا تَقُولُ فِي اللَّاتِ وَالْعُزَّىٰ. What do you have to say about Lat and Uzza? What is his response? Sanaman, Abkaman, La Yasma'an, La Yanfa'an, وَلَا يَدُرَّان. He says they are two pieces of stone. They cannot speak. They cannot listen. They cannot benefit. They cannot harm. This is that verse of the Quran where Ibrahim alayhi salam said to his father, "Lima ta'budu ma la ya abati, lima ta'budu ma la yasma'u wala yubsiru wala yughni anka shay'a." Oh my father, why are you worshipping such idols that cannot, they cannot hear you, they cannot see you, they cannot benefit you? Sanaman, abkaman, لا يسمعان لا ينفعان لا يدران. What is the result of this? She pours out the boiling coals. He was a blacksmith. From the urn she pours it out and she makes him lie on those burning hot coals. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, years later, when he saw the back of Khabbab bin Arat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar says, the way the skin was scorched and emaciated, he said, I've never seen a back like this. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, dragged on the burning sands of Makkah, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad. Sumayya radiallahu anha, Ammar, Yasir, family upon family, they practically taught this ummah, this life is very, very short. Allah is the goal. Akhirat is the goal. فَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Sahaba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shibta ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah, it appears you have become old. In other words, we see the signs of old age. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Shayyabatni Hud wa akhwatuha. Surahs in the Quran, like Surah Hud and other surahs like that, have caused me to become old. What was it in Surah Hud? Mufassirin say, it was this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fastaqim kama umirt. Fastaqim kama umirt. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded, adopt istiqamat, persevere, persevere in the face of whatever challenge, whatever temptation is there, persevere, kama umirt, as we have commanded you. Waman taba maak, he was a mountain of istiqamat. He is being addressed, through him you and I are being addressed. Waman taba maak, and command your ummah with istiqamat. What is istiqamat? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains it. He says, lam yaltafitu ila ghayrihi, lam tushriku billahi shay'a. To worship Allah, having the complete conviction, Allah is one, and don't turn to anyone else besides Allah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains istiqamat. He says, istiqamu ala ta'ati, walam yarughu rawghana thalib. Be firm on the ibadat of Allah, and don't be cunning like a wolf or a fox. Don't let it be Ramadan, you worship Allah, then the hilal of Eid gets sighted and it becomes something else. Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains istiqamat. He said, akhlisul amal lillah, let every action be solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains istiqamat. He says, addul fara'id, discharge your fara'id, what Allah ta'ala has made farz upon you, be firm upon it, be firm. If you put these four sahaba, Khulafa'i Rashideen, explaining to us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, verily our Rabb is Allah. Allah is not to be worshipped just in Ramadan. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, let there be istiqamat. Firmness on the tawheed of Allah. Firmness in removing cunning from the way that we worship Allah. Firmness on ikhlas. Firmness on discharging what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. That is the saying of the Khulafa'i Rashideen. What will happen? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. Allah's malaika will come down for you. Three interpretations of this ulama ikram have given. One time the malaika will come down at the time of your mort to ensure that you leave this world with kalima. The second time that the malaika will come to you in alam-e barzakh, when you are facing the trial and the tribulations of the grave. And the third time the malaika will come to you, يَوْمَ إِذِي يَسْتُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتَ لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. On the day of Hashar, a day where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ حُفَاتًا عُرَاتًا غُرْلًا. People will rise up on the day of Hashar. They will be naked. They will be uncircumcised. Aisha is shocked. Ya Rasulullah, naked, naked. What happens if they are looking at each other? He says, Aisha, the fear of that day, al-amru ashad min an yuhimmahum zalik. The fear of that day will be such that no one will have the guts to look at the next person even. The fear will have taken them to a different level. They will have lost their minds. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. At that time also, if you have said, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ istiqamat, istiqamat, Quran promises, malaika will come. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. Do not fear. You have nothing to fear. Ulama say, the thamara of istiqamat is Allah will remove khawf and fear from your heart. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. What you have left behind, don't grieve over it also. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. You are jannati. The day has come to open your roza. The day has come for you to meet Allah. What is this condition? Istiqamat, istiqamat. Not only worship Allah in Ramadan. This has to persevere. This has to permeate beyond Ramadan. Allah will say to them, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We were your friends, your awliya in this world, now in akhirat. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. For you in Jannat is whatever you desire. For you in Jannat is whatever you desire. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And for you in Jannat, ask me, it will be granted. Ask me, it will be granted. And what is this? What is this? What is this? Look at the beauty of Quran. Allah says, نُزُلًا مِّن غَفُورٍ رَّحِيمٍ. What is nuzul? When you have your functions, mashallah, nowadays, nobody just serves biryani. First is the soji, or the gajar halwa, or some samosas. They call this hors d'oeuvre, starters, starters. Ulama say nuzul is starters. Whatever you desire, whatever you ask in Jannah, that is just the starter, nuzul. Nuzul, ibtidai mehmani. And the word nuzul comes from what? That Allah is your host. We go for Hajj and Umrah. Allah take us again and again. When you arrive there, you see those signs, those placards. Marhaban, bi duyufir Rahman, Mubarak. خوش آمدید, ویلکم بی ضیوف الرحمن to the guests of Rahman. This is نزلم من غفور الرحیم. You will become the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your مهمانی Allah ta'ala will make فرحت عند اللقاء. But let not that hilal of Eid be a get out of jail free card. I've run out of time. I'm going to terminate on two sayings. One, Khadimur Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu. 10 years he made the khidmat of my Nabi in Madinah Munawwara. He beautifully sums this issue up for us. Take this to heart. He said, Inna lil mu'min khamsata ayad. He said, there are 5 days of Eid in the life of a believer. True Eid. 5 days of Eid. Kullu yawmin yamurru alayh wa lam yuktab alayhi dham fahuwa yawmu Eid. He said, every day in your life that passes and you didn't make any guna or disobey Allah, that is the day of Eid. Wal yawmu alladhi yakhruju fihi min ad-dunya bil iman wal shahada wal ismati min kaydi ash-shaytan fahuwa yawmu Eid. The day when you leave this dunya with La ilaha illallah on your lips, with clear iman, having been saved from the trap of shaitan, that is the day of Eid. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يُجَاوِزُ فِيهِ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ وَيَأْمَنْ مِنْ أَهْوَالِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُصْ مِنْ أَيْدِ الزَّبَانِيَةِ وَالْخُسُومِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. He says, the day when you cross the Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, having been saved from the terrors of the day of Qiyamah, having been saved from the claims of those people whose rights you usurp, Allah has saved you. You have crossed the Sirat. فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيد. That is the day of Eid. وَالْيَوْمُ الَّذِي يَدْخُلُ فِيهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيَأْمَنْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ فَهُوَ يَوْمُ عِيد. He says, the fourth Eid. The day when you will enter into Jannat and you have been saved from the azab of Jahannam. That is the day of Eid. And the fifth Eid, before I come to that, Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, and every one of us take this thermometer and yardstick and weigh it in the light of this. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah mentions the riwayat of Ka'b Ahbad. This is almost like a measuring tape for us. He said, Man Sama Ramadan, وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَفْتَرَ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ عَسَى رَبَّهُ. He said, anyone who fasted in the month of Ramadan, stayed away from guna, from sins, came to the masjid, exerted himself, but he kept on telling himself, يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ, kept on telling himself, telling his nafs, it's only now, it's just Ramadan. Just now when the Hilal Eid gets sighted, we're going to carry on the way we were carrying on before. He did ibadat, but he kept on telling himself this. Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala who says, this is a sign, فَصِيَامُهُ مَرْدُود. His Ramadan is rejected in the sight of Allah. وَمَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانِ وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَفْتَرَ رَمَضَانِ أَلَّا يَعْسِ اللَّهِ. The one who fasted in Ramadan and truly cried before Allah, truly made this intention, I will connect with Allah, I will go in the path of Allah, I will connect myself with the masjid, there will be a visible change in my life before gunas will happen. Turn to Allah, make tawbah, but have this determination. After Ramadan, we will not disobey Allah. Ya Allah, the sweetness you gave me in Ramadan, let it continue after Ramadan. He says, دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ بِلَا مَسْأَلَةً وَلَا حِسَابٍ. Such a person will enter into Jannat without any reckoning. The fifth Eid. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This verse of the Quran was recited. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى. Those who will do husn, those who will please Allah, Allah will give them husn. Allah will give them husna. Quran tells us, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. You do good, Allah will give you good. My Nabi said, read the Quran, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى. Allah will give them husna. What is husna? Sahaba say, husna is jannat. Quran doesn't stop there. وَزِيَادَ وَزِيَادَ وَزِيَادَ. In the Quran, Allah tells us, we will give you something more than jannat. More than husna. What is more than that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the riwayat, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ الْجَنَّةِ. When the people of Jannat enter into Jannat, Allah will address them. تُرِيدُونَ شَيْئًا أَزِيدُكُمْ. Is there anything more that I can give you? أَلَمْ تُدْخِلَنَا الْجَنَّةِ أَلَمْ تُنَجِّنَا مِنَ النَّارِ أَلَمْ تُثَقِّلْ مَوَازِينَنَا أَلَمْ تُحْ. Allahu Akbar. They will say, Ya Allah, didn't you enter us into Jannat? Didn't you save us from Jahannam? Didn't you make our book of deeds heavy? Alam tubayyid bujuhana? Didn't you give our faces light on the day the faces of others were blackened? What more can we ask you? Fayukshaful hijab. Hijabuhu nur. In front of Allah, there is a veil. There is a veil of nur. لو كشفه لأحرقت سبحات وجهه منتهى إليه بصره. Allah's jalal and azmat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has placed this veil for our protection. If this veil had to be removed, then the majesty and the grandeur of Allah's nur will burn everything in existence. In Jannat, يكشف الحجاب. This veil will be lifted. فَمَا أُعْتُوا شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ مِنَ النَّظْرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْكَرِيمِ. You will forget the whores, you will forget the qusur, you will forget the anhar, you will forget every ni'mat of Jannat. Allama Ghazali mentions the riwayat, da'if, but I'm mentioning it. He says, such is the majesty and beauty, munificence of my Allah, that the first gaze, the Jannati, will stare transfixed at Allah, and the first gaze will last for 800,000 years. 100 trillion cells in the body, ulama explain, every cell has the capacity to become an eye. It is said all 100 trillion cells of the body will turn into eyes when you are staring at Allah. The ecstasy, the joy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make this dua, Allahumma rzuqni ladhatan nadri ila wajhik. Oh Allah, bless me with the ecstasy of being able to look directly at you. Lilladina ahsanul husna. Allah says, please me, we will give you Jannat, and not just Jannat. Waziyada, waziyada, waziyada. Anas bin Malik says, the fifth Eid, the fifth Eid, the fifth Eid is that day when you will be looking directly at Allah in Jannat. This life is a short life. Let not the hilal of Eid be al-wida of the worship and turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The call, the requirement, the need, istiqamat, 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 perseverance on amal. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah give us tawfiq wa khidmat.